Joining me now is Sydney from Lethbridge Interest Public Research Group. It's a mouthful, or LPRIG for short, to talk about the upcoming referendum. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
So what's the general history behind LPRIG with the University of Lethbridge?
So LPRIG was founded back in 2003. It is a non-for-profit organization here on campus. We operate through a student levy, but we're not owned by the university. Yeah, so we help students get involved in both social and climate justice actions.
And what's going on with the referendum for the LPRIG?
So we are asking students to increase our levy fee from $5 in the fall and spring semesters to $6.50 going forward. We haven't raised our levy in about 20 years, and the cost of things have just gone up for everybody. And as much as we hate to ask students for more fees and more burden on their already really stretched situation, we really want to increase our fee so we're able to give back more.
Why is this referendum important for LPRIG?
So most of what LPRIG does is actually we get the levy back and then we give it back to students through event funding, research funding, and project funding. So the increase in the levy allows us to continue to give back more to more various projects and more students throughout the semester. We give grants in increments of $250 to $500 for, again, events. So if they, for example, the Black Excellence Gala, or projects if they're working on different student-orientated projects often. We also have travel grants for students to go to conferences. We have four different students going to conferences this year through the travel grant. And we also run our own projects, such as the Fresh Food Box Project, where we provide free fresh produce for students once a month, and as well as soup kits once a month to students. And we don't actually use the levy too much for that. We get our own grants, but we use the levy to help us pilot these projects until we can get grants. So in a way, it always goes back to our students.
So you're saying that the student levy, even though it's an increase on their end, it is directly impacting other students within their community, if not themselves.
Exactly. It goes right back. I'm always very transparent about what the money goes to. It pays the one staff person, pays our rent, and then the rest of the money goes right back to the students.
You probably already touched on it, but what are the benefits of this referendum towards students of the U of L?
It creates more opportunities, so the amount of money we're able to give back to students within even just one semester alone will go up. So that means we're able to fund more individual projects as we get applications. And for reference, you know, we get 5 to 10 applications a semester, so the more we can fund, the more projects we see students able to participate in, complete. Often these projects and events and research affects more than the students asking us for the money, so often they're holding events that other students can come and participate in.
If people have any questions or would like some further information on LPRIG's referendum, what are the best ways they can reach out and get that information?
They can email us at PIRG@uleth.ca. They can message us on Instagram. They can come to our office between 3 and 7, Monday through Thursday. Anyways, they can call the number on our website. Our website is just LPIRG.org. Any of those ways, we will answer.
Outside of the referendum, what are other ways people can help and support LPRIG?
Just by participating in the different events and projects we have going on. So even by participating in the Fresh Food Box Project and getting your soup kits and these free fresh produce, which we do have some available for community members as well, just shows that people are engaging with us, and that's the most support we can demonstrate to our community, that we are used and we are necessary in our community, and that we're here to support students. So that's helpful. We have a lot of upcoming really cool events. We have our Advocacy 101 conference on March 4th, where we have 5 different panelists and multiple workshops. It's a 1-day-long conference that's free for students and community members. The panelists are all experts in different forms of advocacy, such as climate or mutual aid, things like that. And it's completely free, so just coming to these types of events and participating. We also have, LPRIG is also participating in the large provincial Climate Corps campaign going on to have a Climate Corps established in Alberta. And LPRIG is actually representing Lethbridge in the provincial campaign. We are the hub for the city, so even by participating in things like that are huge supports to LPRIG.
For people who want to stay up to date with what's going on in LPRIG and other future events, what are the best ways they can do that?
I would say our Instagram is a really great way. We stay on top of that quite a bit, but also our website is regularly updated. We also have a newsletter, and I always tell people not to worry. I don't spam anyone. They take me way too long to make to send more than 1 or 2 a month maximum, but I try to send it out monthly to let folks know what's going on.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing this information with us.
Thank you so much for having me.